Hello, Life of Faith family. This is Pastor Dusty with another Pastor in Your Pocket. This is the second week of our series on the love of God. This past week, we talked about relationship with God, and as a part of that, we talked about relationship with others. But this week, I wanted to go into the details behind what love is, and more specifically, who love is. When you look at 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, it says that if you don't know love, then you don't know God, for God is love. And this week, it was just impressed upon me to tell you a little bit of a testimony as a part of this podcast. This past week, I had been ministering to a friend of mine that he's recently divorced, and he was having family issues with his oldest daughter. And his oldest daughter did not want to, come and do visitations with him or come spend the night with him or any of that kind of stuff. And there was just a whole bunch of extenuating circumstances that was around that. But this person is a very good Christian man. His ex-wife is a good Christian woman, but his daughter, she's been having some emotional issues for different reasons. But last week we were talking, and he started telling me about this situation, and the Holy Spirit just impressed upon me to talk to him about the love of God. And I started talking to him about who God is and about what God wants for him and his situation and what he wants for his daughter. And so we prayed about the situation, and this was last Tuesday night. And after we prayed about it, we just went on about our business. Well, he comes to me today and he says, "I've got to tell you about something." So we find a little place to go, and he start, to go off by ourselves, and he starts telling me about what happened this past weekend. And he said his ex-wife and his daughter had called him up and said, "Hey, we want to have lunch on Sunday after church." So they had lunch, and they had a great lunch. They had a great, time together. Well, then his daughter said, "I want to talk to you alone." So they go off into a room and they start talking, and his daughter just starts telling him that on Wednesday, she just had this urge that she had to go to youth group, and she had not been to youth group in a while, but just had to go to youth group. So she had her mother take her to youth group. They're in the middle of the service, and the service is going along, and this person, begins to minister to her under the power and unction of the Holy Spirit, and starts just reading her mail about a lot of different things, and starts just preaching a healing word to her. And it was also a healing word, but for her, along with her father, the guy that I work with. And so it just changed the situation in just a matter of seconds. So he's talking to me, and he's telling me about all this stuff, and he's just saying, I wanted to let you know because, and he's crying, I'm crying, but he said, "I wanted to let you know this because, it was just a split second. It was just, the moment we got into agreement that it started changing, and that is who love is. Love is a person. It is God. It is Jesus. And he is chasing us down. If we open the door for him to come in, the love of God will change all circumstances. And so we need to know more about who love is before we can really truly understand how God works in our life. Because everything that he does is in love. So that's just a little bit of a preamble to the message that I'm going to teach on Sunday morning. I want to invite everyone to come out. If you're listening to this podcast and you want to be a part of our Life of Faith family up in Mount Olive, then come by the church. We're at the Mount Olive Community Center on Mount Olive Road. Our services are at 10:30 on Sunday mornings, and they're at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. We also have a Facebook page, so if you want to get more information about us, go like us on Facebook. We put our podcasts out there. We also put out, different inspirational messages from time to time. We also, if you're listening to this podcast, then you know that we have a podcast. So, you can follow us and all of our messages on our podcast as well. So, I want everybody to have a blessed week, and hopefully we'll see you on Sunday morning.